Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn each spent time in bands that never made it big. When the two of them joined up to create Sylvan Esso, everything changed.
Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the rotation start. See the next one waiting.
They started filling up high-profile music venues. They became famous internationally. And almost immediately, they started to feel pressure to make magic a second time. So 3 years after their debut album, Sylvan Esso has a sophomore record. The name gives you some insight into how they felt making it. The album is called What Now?
The reason we named it What Now was that we realized that we had just grown up a lot since the last record had happened. And I think the biggest lesson we kept coming back to, the biggest kind of growing up lesson, was this realization that nothing is ever over. And that, you know, no great success is going to save you. You know, no love is going to make you a better person, really.
Or whole.
And on the flip side, that no defeat is ever the end.
It's funny because I was thinking that the title could be either anticipatory, like, ooh, what now? What next? Or it could be like exasperated. Oh, what now?
Exactly.
And you're saying it's both.
That's why we kept it without punctuation. Mm-hmm. It was probably the phrase I woke up with in the middle of the night in my head the most in the year that we made the record, which was
2016.
Year. Yeah, I mean, which is a year for kind of our species to be shouting that at themselves all the time. But it was also just personally and professionally. It just took over every aspect of, I think, both of our lives, that one idea.
Probably the track on this record that is the most explicit about its point of view is Radio.
One of the joys of this song is the fact that it's actually gotten on the radio.
That's
all
crazy.
Over the country, which is just hilarious
this
to me.
This indictment of the radio.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Will you tell me why you wrote this song?
Honestly, I wrote this song mostly because I was so personally frustrated with the stress that I was feeling on myself about writing new songs. We were a year into our record cycle, and I already felt immense pressure to work on our sophomore record.
It sounds like you're talking about the curse of success, because you never had that kind of pressure when you were in bands that had not made it big.
Oh no, it's wonderful being in a band that doesn't make it big. Then you're just excited if like 50 people come to a show. You're like, oh my gosh, we did it.
And now you feel pressure to sell out multi-thousand seat venues.
I mean, yeah, when you book them, it'd be cool if you sold them, right?
It's weird. I think a lot of people think that song is about some other artist or some other group of artists, but I think it's mostly about us.
Oh, like you're afraid that you've been a sellout. That
you're singing a song to yourself.
Yeah, or I'm not afraid that I've been a sellout. It's just true because I'm writing songs with the hope that people will like them all of a sudden, you know?
Well, but what's the alternative to write songs hoping that people don't?
No, see, this is the stupid paradox that we put ourselves in. How can I say this? Like, there's this wondrous feeling of, on one side, everything you've ever wanted is working out. People understand what you're saying, and you feel like you're heard, and they feel that way too, and this glorious thing is happening. And then the other evil, terrible, like, clinical depression monster within you comes out and says, you don't deserve this.
And what are you going to do? Last.
And it won't last. And what are you going to do now, you faker? And, you know,
yeah.
I think everybody knows how that feels. I think that happens to everyone in every line of work. Mm-hmm.
So what do you make of the fact that you write a song about that, which becomes your biggest radio hit to date?
Ah, irony.
Yeah. It's just funny. Also, I kind of had a feeling it was going to happen like this. You know, we wrote it that catchy so that it would be caught, and it was.
thematically, these issues of kind of the pressures of success and growing up and the sophomore record in a way remind me of the song Die Young on this album, which even though I guess it's on its face a love song, these lyrics seem to me like they're kind of about growing up in a way and abandoning the dream of sort of flaming out in a blaze of glory in your 20s.
Yeah, like ditching your adolescent, overly romanticized vision of yourself.
Am I reading too much into that?
No, that's... you're reading exactly perfectly right.
That's what we wanted,
into
thanks.
The, yeah, that's exactly what we wanted. I was gonna die young.
A song of sweetness or disappointment?
Both. I think it's both. When you find someone that you really, really like and want to hang out with forever, for the foreseeable future, you lose a part of yourself when you agree to be with somebody.
This is obviously true of a relationship or a marriage. Is it also true of a band that has only two people in it?
Darn tootin'.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're stuck with each other.
Yeah. Very much so.
Especially now that you're successful.
Yeah, exactly.
Darn
we're
it.
Okay, though. We're good. We laugh at each other's jokes still.
Still?
The crucial bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've only just started your tour for the second album. So
that's
we'll
so
check
true.
In with you at the end
check
of the tour.
Check in. And hit us up in 9 months or something and see how it's going then. Yeah.
It's true.
Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn, thanks so much. This has been really fun.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on your wonderful show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
They're the band Sylvan Esso, and the new album is called What Now?